God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. The book of Daniel is a book that repeats over and again the sovereignty of God, that God is in control. That's why the diatribes against pride, that's why the numerous stories about prayer and how it works. In Daniel 6, we have the story, the famous story of Daniel and the lion's den, how Daniel was thrown into a lion's den by evil politicians, princes, who had schemed a law that no one should pray except to the king, which he had signed. And then because it was signed, it was what is called the law of the Medes and Persians. It was a law that could not be changed. So if I were to ask you, what's the theme of the book? Really, it's largely that God is sovereign. God is in control. You find this in the last verse of chapter 6. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. So it didn't matter who was reigning, Daniel prospered. Why did Daniel prosper despite the fact these were pagans that were in a different country? And the reason is because they weren't in control. God was in control. So God is sovereign. Now specifically, this story emphasizes prayer. In other words, God is sovereign, so prayer works. Prayer changes things. What you find over and again in Daniel chapter 6 is that this law that was used to get Daniel thrown into the lion's den, and we're assuming much about your knowledge of the story, is that it was a law that couldn't be changed. So verse 8, for instance, says, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. This is being emphasized because, again, in verse 12, the Bible says in the last few verses of that chapter, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. In verse 17, this is hammered home. And the stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, that is the lion's den into which Daniel was thrown. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords. Why? That the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Now, as you know, the king was fond of Daniel. The king was bamboozled. But the king couldn't change this because at the end of the day, he wasn't sovereign. There was a law there, the law of the Medes and Persians. He was only sovereign to the extent that he could sign the law. But once it was signed, there was nothing he could do. That is why Daniel didn't bother talking to the king when he was thrown into the lion's den. He didn't ask the king, oh, king, live forever. Please spare me. He didn't ask the king because the king was only, he was only so much in control at that point. Okay, why was Daniel thrown into the lion's den in the first place? Why was he thrown into the lion's den in the first place? Well, it's an irony. He was thrown to the lions for praying. So what do you think Daniel did once he was in the lion's den? He prayed. I guarantee you he prayed. He had nothing else to lose. He was in the den because he had prayed, and the only way he was going to get out of the den was by praying. Now, I think it's interesting to note the contrast between habit and emergency. Meaning, Daniel was thrown into the prison because it was the only thing that he could be found guilty of. He was a man of such virtue that the only way to get him in trouble in prison was to make a crime out of a virtue. And by the way, that's where we're living today. In verse 5, the Bible says, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. In verse 10, the Bible says he prayed and gave thanks before the God of heaven as he did aforetime. It was his habit. And yet, God sent his angels and shut the lions' mouths, and they did not hurt Daniel. Why? For as much, Daniel says in verse 22, as before him, that is before God, innocency was found in me. So neither God nor these wicked princes could find any wickedness in Daniel because it was his habit to pray. What did he pray about three times a day? I don't know. I know what he prayed about in the lion's den. That was different. That was an emergency. I think a prayer list is good, but I don't think Daniel needed a prayer list to remind him of what he was so passionate about when he was in the lion's den. Now, there's so much that could be said about this story, but I think the bottom line is to contrast Darius the king and his power to God the sovereign and his power. Daniel didn't ask the king. Daniel asked God. I'm not saying it's never right to ask a favor of other people. I'm simply saying at the end of the day, this Daniel prospered. And the reason he prospered is because the despite who is king, despite who thinks they reign, God is sovereign, so ask him.